This is Radio Nepal MTK Prasad Khadka with news, the headlines first. CPN-UML's 11th General Congress kicks off in Bhaktapur today. UML Chair Oli reaffirms the party's dedication to steering the country in right direction. Physical Infrastructure Minister Kulman Ghising sets 1 month deadline to resume Kumaune Bridge construction in Tanahu. Lumbini Lions cleans the title of NPL Season 2, defeating Sudhir Paschim Royals by 6 wickets. And Cambodia sorts border crossings with Thailand as fighting continues. Now the news in detail. The 11th National Congress of the CPN-UML kicked up in Sallaghariya, Bhaktapur today. The convention delegates and UML leaders and cadres who had arrived from different parts of the country to participate in the general convention reached the inaugural ceremony venue in a rally from Bhaktapur, Jagatthagar and Jagathi. At the inauguration ceremony, various tableaux reflecting Nepal's cultural diversity and unity were showcased. Meanwhile, addressing the party's 11th National Congress today, UML Chair K.P. Sharma Oli has reaffirmed his party's dedication to steering the country in the right direction. Sharma Oli remarked that despite facing numerous obstacles and criticisms, there has been a significant surge in public support for the UML. He also emphasized that UML will persist in its mission to create a prosperous nation without resorting to political theatrics, and that all entities advocating for good governance and development stand behind the party. Focusing on UML's initiatives to develop socialism tailored to Nepali needs, he pointed out that the UML championed village-centered and participatory development alongside significant development projects. Reminding attendees of the impressive turnout at the General Convention, Chairman Oli expressed confidence in the reinstatement of the dissolved parliament. He noted that although state and its institutions have been compromised due to infiltration during the Zenji movement on September 11th and 9th. He criticized the government of failing to create environment conducive for the election. Meanwhile, addressing the UML General Convention, Nepali Congress acting by President Purna Bahadur Khadka has said that the only basis for returning the country to the constitutional path is a fair and peaceful election. He said that the elections are the path to the constitutional solution to prevent the current political situation from the going beyond the constitution. Acting President Khadka also expressed the view that the issues currently pending in the Supreme Court, including government formation and dissolution of the House of Representatives, should remain within the jurisdiction of the Supreme Court. Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Kulman Ghising has warned of terminating the contract if the construction of Kumaune Bridge connecting the Abu Khairani Rural Municipality 5 in Tanahu and Bharatpur Metropolitan City 29 in Sitwan does not resume within 1 month. During an inspection of the project site today, Minister Ghising directed the contractor to restart the construction within a month. Construction of the bridge began 11 years ago, but the progress so far is limited to the completion of the pillars on both sides. Various cultural programs have been organized in Yuzhong district of China to celebrate the 70th anniversary of Nepal-China diplomatic ties. According to Nepali Consular General at Chengdu, an exhibition of Nis Nepali products such as tea, coffee, incense candle, singing bowl, thanka paintings, and goods made from felt and pashmina, among others, were showcased during the program. Nepali Communist Party coordinator Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda says they are moving forward to form a unified party by learning from past mistakes. Addressing a unity meeting held in Birendranagar of Surkhet today, leader Dahal stated that more than 40 parties have resolved to move forward by correcting the past weaknesses together. He also expressed his commitment to work by prioritizing the development of Karnali, saying that it is the mother of Nepali civilization, a storehouse of herbs and water resources. This news comes here from Daily Nepal. Now time for a short break.
हरेक टिमको लागि सबै पाक यही पाए जहाँ जाउँ कनेक्टेड रहोस् इन्टरनेटमा सब गर्नुहोस्
डेटा भोइस एसएमएस
नेपाल टेलिकमको सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न *14# ह्यास डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. Now is sports update. Lumbini Lions have won the title of Nepal Premier League NPL Season 2. In the final match held at the Tribhuvan University Cricket Ground in Kirtipur today, Lumbini clinched the title by defeating Sudhir Pashchim Royals by 6 wickets. Lumbini says the target of 86 runs set by the Sudhir Pashchim and achieved it in 9 overs, losing 4 wickets. For Lumbini, Dinesh Adhikari scored the highest with 42 runs. Captain Rohit Podial contributed 16 runs, while Darcy Short added 14 runs and Nidosan Dikwela scored 10 runs. For Sudhir Pashchim, Hemanta Thami took 2 wickets, while Captain Dipendra Singh Airi and Avinash Bohra claimed 1 wicket each. This time, Lumbini backed 11 million rupees along with the title. The runner-up Sudhir Pashchim received 5.1 million rupees. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Cambodia has sought its border crossings with Thailand as fighting continues between the two forces on Saturday, despite U.S. President Donald Trump earlier saying that they had agreed to a ceasefire. The BBC cited Cambodia's Interior Ministry as saying that the crossings will be closed until further notice. Earlier, Thai Prime Minister Anutin Charnvikol said he told Trump a ceasefire would only be possible after Cambodia had withdrawn all its forces and removed landmines. Thai officials said 4 soldiers were killed on Saturday as both sides reported continued bombing and artillery exchanges. Cambodia has not been updating its military casualty figures. More than 1 million households are without electricity in Ukraine after a barrage of overnight Russian strikes hit energy and industrial infrastructure. Ukraine's Internal Affairs Minister Ihor Kelmenko was cited as saying that 5 regions were hit and at least 5 people were injured, and work was underway to extinguish fires and restore supplies. While Russian attacks on Ukraine energy infrastructure have been common throughout the war, Moscow has intensified strikes as the country heads into winter. According to the BBC, it comes as U.S. President Donald Trump's overseas envoy will travel to Germany this weekend to meet Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and European leaders for more talks on ending the war. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in Karnali and Sudhir Pashchim provinces and mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. CPN-UML's 11th National Congress kicks off in Bhaktapur today. UML chair Oli reaffirms the party's dedication to steering the country in right direction. Physical Infrastructure Minister Kulman Ghising sets a one-month deadline to resume Ghumauni Bridge construction in Tanahu. Lumbini Lions clinched the title of NPL Season 2, defeating Sudhir Pashchim Royals by 6 wickets. And Cambodia sorts border crossings with Thailand as fighting continues. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.